Happy Easter. We're still in our Easter season, 50 days long, as compared to the Lenten season, which is just 40. That season of fasting was just a preparation for this celebration and feasting. And I think we have this extra time in this Easter season because we need to reflect on the lessons Christ has taught us in his passion and in his resurrection. And today, especially, we're reminded of that basic and fundamental pattern in the Christian life. First, the cross, and then the resurrection. No pain, no gain. No thorns, no throne. No gall, no glory, no cross, no crown. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, St. Luke summarizes the preaching of Saints Paul and Barnabas in just one sentence. He said, "They strengthened the believers and encouraged them to continue in the faith, reminding them that we must suffer many hardships to enter into the kingdom of God." In other words, it's only through the cross that we can reach the resurrection. And St. John, in the second reading, gives us that same message, but in a different way. And he describes heaven as a place where God dwells among his people, as a place where he will wipe away every tear from our eyes, where there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. So what we experience now in this present life will be gone forever. But for the time being on this side of existence, we do have suffering and pain. So the million-dollar question is this: why? Why did Christ have to suffer before his resurrection? Why do we have to undergo hardship to enter into his kingdom? There are many reasons for that, but I'd like to just mention two. One reason has to do with the fact that we are in a real battle, a spiritual battle between God and Satan. And thankfully, we know how the story ends. At the end of time, God will win out, but that doesn't mean that the devil will go without a fight. When we strive to live as Christ wants us to live, the devil will interfere. That's a guarantee. And I'm sure you've experienced it before. You go to confession, you confess your faults, pride, selfishness, impatience, or anger. And that very same day, if not that same hour, the devil comes to tempt you with those exact same things. So it's a constant battle. But are we willing to be courageous and fight, even getting injured and bruised in the process? Another reason that we only get to the resurrection through the cross is because we've been injured by that original sin which we inherited from our first parents, Adam and Eve. And thankfully, when we were baptized, that was washed away. That was like reconstructive surgery for our souls. And the rest of life is like a spiritual rehab, getting us back into shape for heaven. And if you've been through rehab before, it's painful and time-consuming. Well, the same goes for our spiritual lives. Learning to live the way we were created to live, focused on loving God and neighbor, is hard work. You have to strain and struggle, but we have to persevere. So this is the pattern for the Christian life. And in our Lord's own life, he gave us an example of that. The disciple is not above his teacher. And so we need that reminder. And as we continue to go through life, certain crosses get us stuck. Instead of leading us closer to Christ, certain problems, difficulties, or wounds hold us back. And this is one of the devil's greatest tricks. He tries to get us to harbor resentment against someone who has hurt us or against God. He tries to get us to pretend that we have already put everything in God's hands when we know we're still holding back. But unless we unite our crosses to Christ's cross, we can't reach resurrection. Our Lord never forces. He only invites again and again. And to accept that invitation, our hands have to be empty. We have to let go and let God. And in today's gospel, Jesus tells us how. He tells us how to be his disciple, how to turn everything over to him. I give you a new commandment. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. If we choose to reach out to love and to help others, as he reached out his hands on the cross towards us, then it's impossible to hold on to any fears, resentments, and attachments. If we reach out to help others carry their cross, then Jesus will surely help us carry ours.